All right, we're just getting Dean Ingram back on the phone. Again, we're apologies to the listeners, apologies to Dean Ingram as well. That phone connection was just terrible, and we were really missing everything that he was saying there. So we're just going to get him back on the phone as quick as possible. In the meantime, if you have any feedback on any stories you've heard this morning, or maybe you have a story idea of your own, maybe you have somebody who is doing something great in this province, get in touch. Email us at newfoundlandmorning@cbc.ca or call the talkback number 1-800-777-0990. Now, we do have Dean Ingram back on the phone. Dean, can you hear me?
I can quite well. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Much better this time. Listen, our apologies to you for this, and again, apologies to the listeners as well. But let's pick up where we left off. Factors driving shortages of substitute teachers in this province. We see similar situations in Alberta. What is driving the shortages here?
Well, there's a number of things. One of the things that's most acute is that last March, a number of our substitute teachers, all of our substitute teachers, found themselves in a very precarious situation economically. We reached out to the federal government numerous times to correspond to every federal minister, every federal MP, asking for them to look at doing some type of relief measure as was being done in other sectors. We reached out to provincial government asking the same thing. Unfortunately, the measures that were put in place federally didn't meet the bar for a number of those individuals. Unfortunately, the provincial government at the time did not participate with a program to assist with these economic plights at the time. That being said, for those substitute teachers in the province that were in that position, they found themselves in a situation where they started exploring other career options, other positions, and in some cases, they've left profession altogether. That's added to it. Substitute teachers have taken on positions that they may not have considered otherwise. Could be as a result of the economic insecurity in the profession at the time. And this had ripple effects through. That being said, when you look at the statistics from Memorial University, we see that the number of people pursuing education as a career has dropped out. I looked at the stats a couple of years ago, and we may have actually discussed this with you in a previous program, that what we're seeing is a drop-off in the number of applicants, but we're also seeing an increase in the number of education students that have applied to the program and declining registering for it. These are all things, but this shortage of substitute teachers, it's an international issue, it's a national issue, it's certainly a regional issue. I talked to my colleagues across the Atlantic provinces, and they're experiencing the same thing. And this is some of the things that are leading to the problems.
Dean, in the last 24 hours, I've had several teachers and substitute teachers specifically message me and say the environment in which they work sometimes is so tough that could be a barrier to them wanting to become substitutes or continue on in education. What are you hearing from substitute teachers about that?
I'm hearing similar things. I mean, there's the precarious employment nature, and across the country, and I was speaking based on the information that we had from our national board meeting yesterday, we're seeing a significant uptick in stress-related concerns amongst the teaching profession specifically. That's part of it. There's also the precarious nature of the employment. These are things they're adding to, which is why we need to do this problem needs to be attacked on two fronts. There needs to be the issue of retention, which means putting in measures to ensure that the job situation, the working condition, and so on, is more attractive. We also need to look at the recruitment piece because we are seeing that drop-off in applicants, an uptick in those that are deciding not to. My son has decided to pursue education, which I'm very proud of for doing so, but he's going into it eyes wide open. Will he remain in this province? Well, it's a competitive world out there. And just as an example, in terms of the competitive nature, you have to be attractive to be able to stay with the two. In this province, a teacher with 11 years' experience, 5 years of university training, they're the lowest paid in this country. And if we're in a competitive market, these are things that add to the complications.
Earlier this year, 70 substitute teachers were signed to full-time. Is that not enough? What else needs to be done?
Well, I think we'll clarify with those 70 positions. They did not add any extra substitutes to the system. What that measure did, and we think it's a positive, certainly has merit, is that it provided a site-based substitute teacher, a float position in essence, that could be assigned in that school that day based on the needs of that school on that day. What in essence it meant is that that administrator would have one less phone call to make, and that substitute teacher, that's a positive thing on the retention, would have secured employment for an extended period of time rather than the day-to-day casual call-in nature. But it didn't add any additional capacity to the system. It didn't add any actual substitutes to the system. It streamlined the call-in process and made a retention of that individual more like. Now, we think it's merit. We think there's certainly merit in expanding that. But I want to clarify, those positions didn't add any extra substitutes to the system.
All right, Dean, we'll have to leave the conversation there, just the start of this, though. So thank you for your time this morning. Thanks for putting up with our phone system, too.
Oh, you're kindly welcome.
Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.